This is the Sue Free Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving. Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
So here we are on the Sue Freeze Show, and I'm very happy to be with you today. And we're going to start with prayer, because we should be doing everything in prayer, shouldn't we? We need to have God just directing our paths all the time. And the only way we can do that is by asking Him to just be there and to guide us and to give us discernment. So that's what I'm going to do right now. Dear Heavenly Father, I lift up this time to you right now. And I just ask that you guide my heart, guide my mind, give me discernment to deliver your message, not my message, but your message, Lord. Just help me to be an open vessel to be used for your glory, for me to help people, discern over what the purpose is that you created them for. Help me to be that open vessel to be used in that manner. And Lord, I just lift all this up to you. And I know there's hurting people out there. I know there's people that are suffering and just trying to make decisions right now. And I don't know what you're going to guide me to say, Lord. I did my part. I prepared. And now it's up to you to just touch the ears that are going to listen. And for those watching FaceTime, Lord, that you touch them too, because there's no coincidence except for when you decide to stay anonymous. And I just thank you so much for that, Lord Jesus. In all these things we ask, in Jesus' precious name, amen. So, hey, welcome everybody. How exciting. Listen, if you're new to the Sue Freeze Show, I just want you to know that I would love for you to go on to SueFreeze.com. That's Sue Freeze, spelled like fries, one word .com. Go there. Please go there. I've spent a lot of time and a lot of money to help you there. There's a lot of possibilities there. You got videos, you can watch videos that talk about, for instance, there's one where I'm riding a unicycle and I'm talking about the five love languages. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, just go there and I explain what that is. Also, I have one where I'm riding a Harley. I like to ride Harleys. I like to ride motorcycles. From my childhood, I loved motorcycle riding. It was something that I did and it was fun. I almost was squashed by a semi-truck, but that's another story for another day. And you know, the angels were watching over me and protected me from having that happen. But, you know, we get back up and get back on again. At least we should. God tells us that you know, we need to do that. Don't be overcome with fear, but conquer that. And last week I was talking about just that. I was talking about fear and how, you know, fear is of the devil, and we need to make sure that we're not listening to those fears. Now, there is a good fear and a bad fear, and so if you want to hear more about that, just listen to my last week's podcast. And that's another thing I want to tell you is I have 8.5 years of podcasts there that you can search by subject matter, and they're there to help you. They're there to guide you and to, you know, maybe just give you a little tidbit. Lately, I've been listening to the Word so much more when I'm driving. I turn on different pastors that are on the radio. Radio is a great form for this. But, you know, going to church on Sunday is not enough. He tells us to pray without ceasing. He tells us, you know, to be longing for Him and desiring Him in everything that we're doing, that we pray without ceasing. And so, I've just made a commitment that I'm going to listen more. I'm going to be in the Word more, and I would just want to draw nearer to Him. What do you want to do? And you just make decisions and you change your habits. And, you know, it can be the biggest change of your life just by changing a daily habit. It's funny how that happens, but we just can do that. So today the show is on success. Now, if we think about success, success is not the same for every person. It's just not. My success, or what I would define success to be, is probably or maybe not the same as yours. So you have to define, articulate, put it on paper, write it out, speak it out of your mouth. Understand what success is to you so that you're going to know when you arrive. Now, we have different avenues in our life, don't we? We have our spiritual walk, we have our financial, we have our emotional, we have our physical. We have all these different dimensions, all these different boxes, we could say, that we can check mark that we're doing pretty good in this area, but this area needs attention. And that's okay. It's okay. You know, I don't know many people that have it all together all the time. Do you? Boy, that would be really nice. But you know what? I find that my biggest growth is in the dark places. My biggest growth is when I make a mistake, when I fail, those types of things. And so we learn mostly from those times. So maybe you're going through a hard spot, a hard time, and it's okay. I have to tell you that today is a downer for me. It's a downer, but I still get up. I still walk. I still am doing what God's calling me to do, even though today is not a happy day for me. I'm thankful. I'm thankful in all things, and I have so much to be thankful for, and I feel very, very blessed in so many ways. But today's not a happy day for me, and it's because I'm just feeling overwhelmed. Do you know what I'm talking about? I mean, do you feel overwhelmed right now? Does it mean that we're not successful? Does it mean that things aren't going well in certain arenas in our lives? No. So today is on success, and you need to define what that is for you. And in all goals in our lives, don't we have to define what the goals are? And then for me, what I do is I work backward. You know, if I want this to happen, I need to be really clear on what that is. And then I have to work backwards in order to make that happen. And that's part of success, is defining what it is and then figuring out your path, your goals, okay? And so that's what we're going to talk about today. So now I'm going to put my glasses on because I have to read. Ugh, glasses. You know, this is what happens when you get older. You need glasses. Anyway, so I was listening to a service, and it was Billy Graham's son. And Billy Graham isn't with us anymore. And, you know, I think he's still witnessing, and he's still, you know, his message is living on, and maybe it's the strongest of ever right now. It's pretty amazing, the whole thing, his life, the way he lived his life in integrity. And his son got up and said, well, I was told I have 3 to 5 minutes to, you know, to explain my father and our relationship and whatnot. And he goes, okay, yeah, I can do it in less than that. And he said, my father was fat. And he went, what? And then he described what fat meant. Fat for him, what he said was, the F is for faithful. He was faithful in his walk. The A was for approachable. And his T was teachable. And so I thought to myself, am I fat? Am I faithful? Am I approachable? And am I teachable? Are you fat? It's so funny to use that word. It's not a happy word for me, but you know, to use it in those terms, I'd like to be fat all the time. If it means that, then I'm all right with that. In our purpose in life, I always told my children when they were growing up, and even now today, I called my daughter Tiana, and I left her a message telling her that I still, even at 32, she's a school teacher for Christian school, and she's an artist doing what God created her to do, that I'm looking forward to her future to see how that purpose is fulfilled even further in her life. It's very exciting for me to watch my children's lives unfold, to see their purpose being lived out. And the same with my employees. I want to see them blossom. You know, they say, bloom where you're planted. Because if somebody would have told me that I went from fashion to bugs, I would have said, you were crazy. But I did go from fashion to bugs. And so it's important for us to know where we are and what can we do? What can we do? So, three keys to lasting success in life. This is by Larry Lambert. What are the keys to lasting success in the most important aspects of our lives, and where can we find these keys? We all want success in life, not just in our educations and careers, but in every aspect of life. And not just short-term achievements, but lasting success. What does that mean? See, now I, in my life at this age, you know, somebody keeps saying, bring them on camera. I don't know who them is. I am sole today on the air. I don't have a guest today. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, but today I don't. And so I'm winging it. And, you know, it's fun. And the Lord gives me, with the Holy Spirit, gives me the message. And there's somebody that wants to hear it and say it. And thank you, Susan Bondi, for being there. Love you, girl. And Steve Monday, hi. So what is success to you? And then I went a step further and said, you know, Lord, I want to live a successful life in all areas of my life. I want to do what your will is. I want to live in God's perfect will. And that is success for me. But I also want my life to be significant. I want to make a significant difference on this earth in the breathing, you know, the air that I'm breathing, that I'm taking up. I want to make sure that I'm making a difference. And I can only do that with the Lord's guidance, with discernment from the Holy Spirit. I want to do what God wants me to do. And sometimes, like today, I feel beat. I feel that, you know, arenas or areas where I feel like I'm treading down a new path, or I'm doing something in my business and I feel that I don't have support like I want, or I don't have the loyalty that I desire, that maybe some people just don't catch the vision like I have it, and maybe I haven't expressed it well enough. I don't know what the issues are. All I know is that things aren't panning out as well as I would like. And so I'm asking myself, Lord, what part am I playing in this and what can I do different? So in success, when we want to have a successful life or a significant life, we are going to have to readjust. We're going to reassess. We're going to have to figure out what's working, what's not working, fix what's not working, keep on going down that path that is working. And what can we do different that's going to make a better result? I'm results oriented. I am solution oriented. I'm results oriented. I'm a high D if you're into that. And I just realized that I found my key strength. I don't know what you call it, where you do this test and it comes up with your what you are. And I'm like, okay, I already knew that, but what does that mean exactly? And what are the downfalls of being a strong D? The downfalls are maybe that you think your idea might be better than somebody else's, or somebody else is intimidated or shut down and not able to talk with you about it. And so that's an area that I need work. If that's true, then, oh my goodness, I don't want that. I want to be teachable. I don't want to shut someone down. I want them to be able to talk to me. I want them to feel that I'm approachable and that they can talk to me about whatever it is so that we can fix it together and we can make this a better place to live, a better world. Oh my goodness. Yes, that's what I want. So significance is even bigger. It's a bigger word than success. But I think we need to start somewhere. So let's do that. Let's figure out what success is and work towards how we can make that happen for our own lives and for those that we influence. You know, we don't really realize how far we ripple, the ripple effect of our decisions, but we definitely have that. So if you're tuning in right now, thank you so much for doing that. This is the Sue Free Show. And you can go to the website, Sue Free, spelled like fries, one word, .com. Go there, check it out. There's all kinds of things there, like the I Ams. Okay? You will love the I Ams. There's so many things in our lives that cause us to feel bad. People that speak in our lives that maybe aren't saying what God would say for us. And if we listen to what God says, it's going to help us. It's going to empower us. It's going to give us what we need in order to get over that next hump. And I need that right now. How about you? Yes. So where can we find reliable information about how to achieve that kind of success? Think about the many times you have read a how-to book about some topic. You have to do some extensive research. There's a book that's an ancient book that offers the real keys to success. One of its writers explains the ultimate source for this wisdom. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. That's 2 Timothy. Man, that's what we want, isn't it? We want to be profitable. We want to be able to accept reproof, correction, instruction for righteousness. We want to live a righteous life. The man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Do you want to be thoroughly equipped? I do. And thank God that he's not done with me yet. How about you? God gave us this how-to book, and it's called, you guessed it, it's the Bible, for our benefit, so that we can succeed in what really matters. He wants us to come to the point of understanding His truth and to be saved, to have an abundant life forever. 2 Peter 3:9, 1 Timothy 2:4. I like to give the addresses, if you're just joining me now on the Sue Free Show, is that I'm not a theologian, but I am a person who desires to do what God wants me to do. Shimon is watching, and Shimon is from Israel. I met him. He was our tour guide in Israel, and I got baptized 2 years ago, Shimon. I don't know if you remember, but thank you so much for joining in today. Do you remember me? I remember you. It was a great time, and you keep up your good work there. Shimon, I really appreciate you. So, we don't have to question his authority. He doesn't have ulterior motives. His desire is for every human ever created to succeed. He wants us to come to the point of understanding His truth and to be saved. Are you saved? Are you? How do you know? Okay. The Bible reveals that God, through Jesus Christ, created all things, Ephesians 3:9, Colossians 1:15, 18. Doesn't it seem logical to you that the Creator of all things would have complete authority over all He created, knowing more about success than any other? So what He's saying there is that, you know, the answers to what you want out of life is in this one book called the Bible. So if you really want to know, sometimes people will say to me, it's like, Sue, I want the answers. I want to know His promises. Where do I go? What, you know, where do I look? I don't know where to look. And there's ways of finding out how to look, where to look, you know, now with Google, you can Google something and ask a question to Siri, and she'll give you the answer. And if you say you want the Bible verse that backs up something, or you ask a question and say you want the Bible verse, you know, they'll give it to you. So just understand that, boy, we have information so readily available to us now. It's amazing. When God inspired the Bible to be written, He gave humanity two major keys to success. Are you ready? Jesus Christ focused on these two keys in His ministry and then emphasized a third key. I know you're just wanting to know what they are. Keys 1 and 2, they're all about relationship. He reveals that no matter what we accomplish in life, if we do not build a good relationship with Him and good relationships with those around us, we will not be successful. Okay, did you hear that? He's saying put Him first, right here. Put Him first, and then love thy neighbor. The Ten Commandments, which God wrote in stone with His own finger, define how to have a good relationship with Him and how to have good relationships with our fellow man. The first four commandments teach us how to love God and deepen our relationship with Him. The final six teach us how to love each other. Jesus reiterated this in Matthew 22:37-40, when He said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love thy neighbor as yourself." Do you love yourself? Do you? Do you take good care of yourself? Did you know that yourself, your body, is a temple? Do you listen to the right things? Do you eat the right things? Do you watch only the right things? Do you guard your heart? Do you guard your soul? Do you guard your mind? How about your children? The Holy Spirit just gave me that. As a parent, we are our children's protector, along with the Lord. But we are called to protect our children. It's about harmonious relationships. Jesus talked to His disciples about relationships. He described the relationship that He had with His disciples then, and that He would also have with you and me. He described that ideal relationships as very close and harmonious. He said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, never shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand." So that feels pretty safe, doesn't it? If we're in our Father's hand, nobody can snatch us away from that. So even when we feel that this world is tearing us apart, that you know, there's things pulling us this way and pulling us that way, that God has us in His hands, and He's not going to let us go. Now, He will allow us to stray, but he's not going to let us go. So understand, you have a choice. You have a choice. In verse 30, he describes his relationship with his father. He said, "I and my father are one." Clearly a very harmonious relationship. Hi, Rocky. How are you? In John 17, Jesus prayed for his disciples right before he was crucified, and he lets us know he was praying not just for his disciples who were present with him, but for all, for us as well. "You, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me," John 17, 20, 21. So, these two vital keys to lasting success are about harmonious relationships. The first key is a close personal relationship with our Father. Remember, his desire is, and our aim should be, that we be at one with him and Jesus Christ. The second key is a close harmonious relationship with one another. These two keys are very important to God and, if used properly, will lead to our being in his kingdom as his children. You know, when I was thinking about Sue Free's show and people say, "What's your show about, Sue?" I say it's about the pursuit of passion, purpose, and connection. I will also say that when I was very young, I remember being second story in my bedroom, and I cried out to God. And I said, "God, who am I? Who am I?" And then the second question I said is, "There's got to be more than life than this. Why am I here? God, please tell me why I am here. It's got to be more than what I'm doing right now. Why am I here?" Have you asked God to reveal that to you? Do you know who you are in Christ? Do you know? If you were going to give a 30-second elevator speech, which we have to do when we're in business, if you're networking in any capacity, people say, "Oh, so what do? You have to have this ripped off 30-second elevator speech. Do you have one? For business, do you have one? But also, can you give me, can you give the person that's asking you, who are you?" I was on the AMLA show with Regis Philbin, if you know who that is. And he asked me that. No, I asked him that question. He asked me a question and I turned around and I said, "Well, who are you?" And he stopped. He sat back in his chair and he goes, he started to talk and try to keep up his flow. And all of a sudden he goes, "You know, you really got me with that question. I mean, you really got me because I don't even know how to answer that." And I'll never forget that here's this guy who seems like he's got a lot together and he's, you know, he's on the TV every day and whatnot. And you ask him a question like, "Who are you?" And he can't answer. So the question is, who are you? And can you answer? And why are you here? Do you know? I think that when we are purposeful in our lives, it's going to help us get up in the morning. We will be back with more of the Sue Free Show right after this brief break.
Hi, this is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from Ecola Termite and Pest Control.
And I'm Tyson Freeze, Sue's son, and also work at Ecola. I understand why Ecola is Southern California's number one alternative pest control company. As a child with asthma, my mother made it her number one priority to protect me from harmful chemicals and contaminants.
I wrote a book about it called Learning to Breathe, about a love without bounds and a fight I refuse to lose.
I'll always be thankful for my mom's love and strength during this struggle, which essentially saved my life. I'm proud knowing my mother and Ecola cares for our customers like my mom cared for me.
We are offering $100 off any termite work and $50 off pest control for new customers. Just call 877-332-BUGS for details. That's 877-332-BUGS.
Or online at termitelady.com. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
Love you, Mom.
Ecola Termite and Pest Control, 877-332-BUGS.
All right, it's David James. My friend, Sue Freeze, the termite lady from Ecola, is here. And Sue, you were just telling me that allergies and termites have something in common?
Dave, if you have a problem with termites in your home, but also suffer from allergies and chemical sensitivity, we offer an array of termite control services that will be able to solve your problem without putting your health at risk. Our Ecola heat process uses extreme heat instead of chemicals to kill and remove termites and any other pests that may be infesting your home.
Yes, and you were telling me about the awesome electro gun treatments. It sends electricity through the wood? and you use it as part of your termite control services?
They're very effective. So if you are concerned with your health and are sensitive to chemicals, know that we have an array of options for termite control.
Don't sacrifice your health or the health of your home. Call Ecola Termite Pest Control Services now. 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS or termitelady.com.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
Thank you so much, Ecola Termite and Pest Management Services, for sponsoring this show. And if you'd like to be a sponsor on the show, you can do that. Just contact me, Sue Freeze, spelled like fries, one word.com. When you do that, put the information on there and ask me what you want to ask me, and I'll get back to you. If you want to give me a phone number, I'll call you. But I answer every single email that comes over. And I thank you, those that have done that, and thank you for your encouragement. And, you know, I try to respond back as quick as possible. And, you know, I just really would like to help you. If you are a business and you want to sponsor the show and have a little commercial on the break, doesn't matter if you're just in San Diego or just in Ventura or San Luis Obispo, Paso Robles area or Santa Maria or LA, Orange County, Ventura, Riverside, doesn't matter. We can work it out. My show is syndicated. I know. Can you believe it? It's mind-boggling to me. But anyway, it is. It's syndicated, and it goes all up and down San Diego, all the way up to San Luis Obispo, and it's on Christian and secular. And so that's really amazing, too. So God's word's getting out, and I'm so blessed to be and humbled to be in the position to be able to do this and to deliver this message. So we were talking before the break about success and significance. You know, does our life matter, and who are you, and why are you here? And I think we all need to be real. Let's just be real, okay? Can we be real? And let's just think about it. And what I like to do is actually write it down. If you are a Bible reader and you have a Bible, which you should have one, I'm just saying, but pull out your Bible, date it today, pull it out and write this question: who am I and why am I here? And then, you know, ask the Lord to reveal to you the purpose that He created you for. And what gifts you have, what do you like doing? What are you good at? Those are gifts. They're gifts that God has given you. And you want to live in those. You really do. You want to live in those. And so that's a good thing. So I'm going to keep on going with success, significance. We're going to keep going on this, these things. So Jesus said in Matthew 6:33-34, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these physical things shall be added to you." So He's telling you what to do, right? If you want these things to be added to you, He's telling you, if you want these things to be added to you, then you need to seek first the kingdom of God. Are you doing that? Are you doing that? Okay, the other thing is, you know, He's saying here, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." So let's not think about tomorrow. Let's not worry about tomorrow. We need to think, if we're planning, and we need to think about tomorrow for planning, but we don't have to worry about tomorrow. Let's just think about today. Let's be in the present. Seek God's kingdom first and foremost, and seek His righteousness, obedience to His laws. Don't allow worry about anything else in life to interfere with your diligent pursuit of these things. So those were the three main things, okay? And if you do those things, you're going to be on the right track, and the Lord says that all these other things will work itself out. So, you know, if you like check off lists, I like check off lists. I work well with check off lists. So, if you want to have a check off list, then the two things you need to do is seek God first, put Him first, and love thy neighbor as thyself. And if you do those two things, God is telling you that everything else will work itself out. So I'm asking myself, not everything is working itself out, at least not to me right now. Okay, today is an uncomfortable day for me. And I say that because I want to be real to you. I don't want you to think that Sue Freeze has it all together and that nothing ever bothers me, even though I try to keep as positive as possible in all things, because there's so much that I have to be thankful for. There are days when I feel beat up. Today's one of those. And it's okay for me to express that to you. Does it mean that I'm weak? No. Does it mean I'm vulnerable? Yes. And that's okay. It's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to ask for help. It's okay. It's okay to cry. It's okay to allow your feelings to be known. Don't stay there, okay, because that's not healthy. But all of our emotions are there for a reason. I say to people, it's like a gas gauge. You know, you need to know when your gas is getting empty, don't you? So your emotions are there to kind of, it's a symbol, it's kind of a gauge to tell you where you're at so that you can fill up again. You can get what you need, but you have to ask. And God says, ask and you shall receive. So are you asking? Seek and you shall find. Knock. Knock and the door shall be opened. The reason he says that is because he won't come down and just grab you. He needs you to make that personal choice that you want him, that you're going to reach out to him. And a lot of people are that way too. They're not going to come and just snatch you up and say, oh, come on. Although there's some motherly types out there that will put you under their wing. I'm one of them. I'm a mom. I'm everybody's mom. But you know what? Until you're ready to identify you have an issue, you are not in a position to get help. Do you realize that? No matter what you're facing right now, you have to identify what that is in order for you to receive the help you need. And so I recommend that you ask yourself, who are you and why are you here? And then identify if there's issues. If there's issues you need to focus on, look at the person in the mirror and say, God, reveal to me what it is I need to work on. I want to be the best me that I can be for you, God. Live a purposeful life. Live the God life. All right, so seven principles that lead to success. Are you ready? I like the number seven. Seven is a good number. 17 I even like better, in case you don't know that about Sue Freeze. 17 is like the number for me. But seven is a really good number because seven is completion. There's the Alpha and the Omega. Alpha is beginning and Omega is the end. The Alpha and Omega. Okay? So we want to, and seven is completion. Omega is completion, right? We want to complete. But we're not complete until we're in heaven with our Heavenly Father. So if you're not sure what's going to happen when you die, then that's a really good place to start. Okay? Start at the end and work your way back. How about that? Thank you, Lord, for that. That was a Holy Spirit moment. I love it when that happens. The air conditioning's on. Okay. I'm kind of warm, but it'd be good to turn it off. Okay. Set the right goals. Before you can even begin to work toward being successful, you must set the right goal. Setting the right goal gives you direction and purpose, which is exactly what I was talking about, right? Where do you go when you die? What happens to you when you die? Work backwards from there. Imagine that you decide to take a trip. Would it make sense to jump in your car and drive, ignoring road signs or directions? It is possible that you might discover an interesting place, but you also might drive around in circles. Would it not be much better to examine a map and consider all of your options and then develop a plan? And I realized a long time ago, you have to know where you are and where you want to go in order for navigation to happen. You have to have a beginning and an end. Alpha, Omega. You need to have a 1 and a 7. You just do. Okay? So you need to know where you are right now and then how long it's going to take to get there. You know, the nav system, the now thing, is a nav system. Okay? And it says, okay, where are you now? Where are you going? Oh, it's going to take this long. Oh, take the red line. No, don't take the red line. You're going to go slower. I love it. What did we do before that? To reach physical and spiritual success, you must begin with the right goals. As Christians, our main goal should be to seek first the kingdom of God, Matthew 6:33. After all, our main duty is to fear God and obey his laws, Ecclesiastes 12:13. Are we doing that? Hi, Daniel. How are you? Number two, education and preparation. In order to be successful, you must make needed preparations and acquire the necessary education that is required to reach your goal. It doesn't always mean school, does it? Education is life lessons. It's things that you learn where you failed and you pick yourself back up again. What did you learn from that? Okay, I won't do that again. Right? That's getting the education you need. You know, the school, street smarts, just a street education. Another aspect of becoming educated is to find the best sources to gather information. As we strive to become better Christians, our best source in acquiring knowledge is, again, the Bible. 2 Timothy 2:15 implies that we are to study to be approved by God. We also find several proverbs that urge us to gain wisdom and understanding. Proverbs 1:5, 9:9, 16, 21, 23. Proverbs is the book of wisdom. Okay, there's 31, one for each day. So if you want to start there, start there. Open the book. It's kind of in the middle. The Bible, open up. It's kind of in the middle. You have Proverbs and you have Psalms. And Proverbs, there's 31. So if there's 31 days in a month, you'd read one per day. And you've got your Proverbs read for the month. Isn't that great? And there is so much information about being wise in there, wisdom, knowing how to be a good steward, just so many things, those just wise things. Wisdom can be gained by requesting counsel from those who are qualified to give advice. Proverbs 15 tells you that. Maintain health. The principle of achieving and preserving good health physically, mentally, and emotionally is one that can easily be neglected, but it is vital. I see so many people in the business world that neglect their body. They neglect having good sleep. Eating right, because they're on the go and they forget that they need to eat right. It's very important, and you can't neglect this and expect things to go on, because you know money can't buy health. Once it starts deteriorating, it's really hard to get back. So let's take care of our bodies. Let's think about what we're putting in our mouths. Let's think about getting a good night's sleep. Let's do those things because they are so vitally important to your health. And health is so important, and we kind of just take it for granted until we don't have it. I'm telling you. Glorifying God in our bodies includes maintaining our health. Achieving good health requires eating properly and getting the right amount of exercise and sleep that your body needs. Drive. As with your car, drive is what propels you forward so that you can achieve your goals. It is essential to have zeal and determination if you are to be successful. What I'm going to say about that is I'm a high D, which means I have a lot of drive. Okay, I'm a driver. And I'm solution-oriented. I'm results-oriented. It's like drive, drive, drive. Okay, I just pound it home. And what I'm going to say about that is that you need to really understand what your goals are in order to know that you're driving in the right direction. You need to know that. So take time to assess that and to realize. And the other thing is the passion in your belly, okay? There are so many things that'll knock you down that if you don't have that passion that God put in there, you're gonna fall short, all right? So understand where your passion is and do what you enjoy. Do what brings you joy. And you will find that it's not work. It's not work at all. There's so many days that I go to work and it's not work. I love it. Today's not one of those days. Today is a not a good work day for me. But on the whole, I love achieving. I love watching other people be successful and helping that vehicle make it happen. I love seeing the excitement. I love seeing when the light goes on and they learn something new. I love all of that. It's very exciting to be a coach and a teacher. And I never considered myself a teacher, but I'm on the radio, and I guess that's what I do, is I'm teaching. And all I'm doing really is sharing. I'm sharing my experiences, and I'm hoping that my experiences and my realness is giving encouragement and inspiration, that when you are feeling down, you don't have to stay there. You don't have to stay beat up, okay? Because the Lord is with us. And you know, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and so can you. And I have to remind myself of that, because sometimes Jesus has the will and other times I have the will and I just need to get it over, because he can do such a better job than me. Endurance, endurance. Now here's a good one. To be successful at reaching your goals, you should never give up. Never give up. Most of us have felt like quitting at one time or another, and unless you are steadfast, it is easy to succumb to the temptation to simply give up. Are you feeling that way right now? Are you feeling like giving up? Because I can tell you, is the devil wants you to give up. He just does. He wants you to give up. But the Lord is saying, hang in there. Believe in me. Trust in me. Have faith, girl. Have faith, guy. We can do this. But in order to experience success, you must learn to endure trials and difficulties in order to persevere. Those who run marathon races provide a great example of endurance. Despite pain and fatigue, they push forward and in many cases finish what they have started. Our Christian life is compared to running a race, 1 Corinthians 9:24. To successfully enter into God's kingdom, we must endure until the end. Billy Graham did that, didn't he? He set such a great example of being a man of God, and to be faithful, to be approachable, and to be teachable. Billy Graham was fat. It's just weird to even say that word fat in a positive way. I have a hard time with that. Anyway, our Christian life is compared to running a race. You're running the race to win the prize. Despite the trials and setbacks in our struggle against Satan and our human nature, we should always remember that God will always be there to see us through. Hebrews 13:5. I need to remember that right now. How about you? I need to remember that God will see us through. Resourcefulness. Okay, I want to be this for you. You can contact me by going to Sue Free, spelt like fries, oneword.com. And when you go there, if you have an issue, if you need prayer, anything you need, please contact me and just tell me what's going on in your life. Do that, and I will do what I can to help you. I'm here to serve. While pursuing your goals, you are sure to face obstacles. Resourcefulness, which includes imagination, creativity, and inventiveness, is the principle that helps us cope with emergencies and unexpected setbacks. Successful people have usually failed many times, but they keep trying using new approaches. Though they are fictional characters, superheroes are often good examples of characters that use resourcefulness. No matter what crisis they face, they always manage to find a solution to their dilemmas, such as a plan of escape. In our lives, not everything is going to go as planned. And it is wise to have a plan B, to work around unexpected obstacles. In our Christian lives, we can use resourcefulness to confront the temptations of this life. Christ admonishes us to be as wise serpents and harmless as doves, Matthew 10:16. As wise as serpents and harmless or as gentle as doves. What does that mean to you? Wise as serpents. Are we being wise in our dealings with people? Are we? Check yourself. Reliance on God is number 7. It is easy to become lethargic and lose energy when you are tired. Things seem to be going wrong. We do grow weary, don't we? We get fatigued in the day-to-day, getting through whatever's coming our way. The last principle is the most important one of all. This 7th principle is to acknowledge God and Jesus Christ in our daily lives and to include them in all our endeavors. Proverbs 3:6. You know, Proverbs 3:5 is trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. And do we do that? Do we really, really, really do that? At times, I can say at times I do. And at times, it's a real struggle for me. It's a struggle for me because I'm not sure, what's the plan, God? What is the lesson here, Lord? What are you trying to teach me? I hope I get it, because I don't want to go through this again. So what is it that the Lord's trying to teach you? Ask Him. Ask Him to reveal it, to give you discernment, to understand what is the lesson that He's trying to teach us. Because He will allow things to happen to us, because there's a lesson in it, and it's preparing us for our next assignment. And I love that. I love that the Lord loves me enough to prepare me enough and to consider me for another and a next assignment. I love that. And isn't that an interesting, you know, shift in thinking and belief system? Is that woe is me, or, oh man, I need to learn. I need to learn what's being taught me here so that I can be better. I can be a better person. I can be a better friend. I can be a better significant other, a better mother, a better father. I have a lot of men listening to me, and I find that interesting, but it's because I think men don't have a lot of places to go, and they're not allowed to be sensitive, and I think it's a tragedy and sad that men aren't allowed that arena. And I'm just saying that, you know, I think women are touched by a gentle spirit even in a man. It doesn't mean that a woman doesn't want a strong man and a decisive man, but a woman also wants that sensitive side to know that you're vulnerable, you know, because it helps us draw closer to you when we know that, you know, you're not perfect and you know you're not, and it's okay for you to be vulnerable and say, you know what, I really messed up here. and I'm really sorry. I think women love that. Don't mess up too much, haha. But you know what I'm saying, is that, you know, you have to think before you act. We all do. We have to think before we act, and we need to be kind to one another. I still make mistakes. I do things, and I appreciate and respect a person who calls me out on it. It's not easy to do that with me. I don't make it easy, but I want to be approachable. I want someone to say, you know, when you said that, it really made me feel like this, or it triggered this thing inside of me that what didn't feel good. It just didn't feel good. And I think that's really healthy. It's a very healthy place to be. So the seventh principle is to acknowledge God and Jesus Christ in our daily lives and to include them in all our endeavors. Are we doing that? This means, what does this mean? It means praying for guidance and help in everything and trusting that God will answer in the ways that are best. Trust in Him. We are to put God first in our lives and to love Him with all our heart. Some of our heart? No, all our heart, soul, and might. Deuteronomy 6:5. You need to have God in the picture if you are to be truly successful. I agree with that. I so agree with that. And you might not agree with that. You might say, you know, I got this one. No problem. You know, or, oh, this is such a minor thing. Do I really want to spend God's time praying about this? But God is asking you to put Him in the center. He wants to be there with you through everything. He already knows every thought before you think it and every word before you speak it. It says that in His word. But He wants you to still make Him present with you. He wants to have a relationship with you. So be present with Him. Remember that the most important goal is to be in God's kingdom, God's family, and that certainly requires God's constant guidance and help. Hi, Mark. So good to see you watching. So, if you're just tuning in now, I just want you to be reminded of one thing. Ask yourself this. Who am I? Not who am I, Sue Freeze, but who are you? Who am I? Ask yourself that. Write it down in your Bible. Who am I? And ask the Lord to reveal to you what that is. And then, secondly, why am I here? Who am I? Go to Sue Freeze, spelled like fries, one word, .com. Go there and download the I Ams. The I Ams are there for you, and I really want you to go there. I'm going to read this. It's an advertisement for the I Ams that aren't free. There, I have 3 pages of I Ams that are free, and then I have this. When was the last time you listened to the power of your inner voice? So often we are caught up in daily patterns and don't take the time to give ourselves the positive affirmations needed to build confidence in order to achieve our goals and aspirations. Think about your inner voice and the things you tell yourself without even realizing it. Are they positive things that encourage you and build you up? Or do you say things like, I'm not good enough, or I'm not smart enough, I'm not pretty enough, or I'm not worthy? We've put together a list of some of the strongest, most uplifting promises from the Bible as a series of daily affirmations. We call them the new I Ams. And we record your voice speaking these new beliefs to yourself. And then we mix it with classical music to stimulate the left and right sides of the brain while you listen. So go to Sue Freeze, spelt like fries, one word, .com, and download this. And you use your own voice, and your brain hears your voice better and more than if you heard somebody else. So we are in closing here, and I just want to say that do what we talked about today. Think about success, what it means to you. Be a blessing to someone each and every day. Look for a way to bless others. God bless you. Until next week, and share my show. Thank you so much. God bless you.
It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.